Mothership Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
And so, beloved, we are coming quite soon to the end of 2 Peter. And it is my intention to move on to 1 Corinthians, but enough about that. Let's look now at verse 14 of 2 Peter. And the third chapter, it says this. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in His sight. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, if you can cast your mind back to what we've been talking about the last few days, and that is the second coming, when Jesus will come back riding on the clouds, and the entire world will see it. The entire world will be made aware of Jesus coming back. And us that love the Lord and are born again, if you will be taken up into the clouds with Him. That is the rapture. That is going to happen. That is absolutely going to happen. I don't need faith to know that. I just know that I know that I know that I know that that is the end and what will happen at the end. And that Satan will be bound and thrown into jail for 1,000 years. And what Peter is saying now, okay, well, this is what's going to happen. But listen, it's not happened yet. And because it hasn't happened yet, you need to think about living your life as you are now. And so he says, while you're waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in His sight. Lord, You are wonderful. Just think about that for a second. What sort of life are you leading right now? What is happening in your life right now? Right at this moment, whilst you're listening to this radio station, what is your life like? Let me ask you this really important question. If Jesus were to come back in 2 minutes from now, what would He come back and find in your life? Would He find you worshipping, loving God, completely free from sin? Would He find that you have asked so hard and so diligently to be forgiven for the sin in your life? Is your life right with the living God? Would you say that you were living a pure and blameless life right now, right at this moment? If your answer to that question is yes, then hallelujah and glory to God. You must continue to live your life that way. However, if your answer is no, then may I urge you to think about what you're doing, think about the direction of your life, think about your life right now, and how can you make that life pure and acceptable? How can you make that life pure and blameless in the sight of Almighty God? You know, I've done many things in my life, and when I've done those things, I haven't even given a thought to the fact that God Almighty can see exactly what I'm doing. He can see within my heart. He knows exactly who I am, where I am, what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. He knows my motivations for going out and coming in. He knows everything about me. He's counted the hair on my head. And I have to say, He keeps taking hair off one by one, and He's saying, oh, you've lost a few more there. Because I'm losing my hair, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. But beloved, this is true and this is serious. How are you living your life right at this moment? What would you say would be your life's epitaph right now, right at this very second? What would it be? The way we change that is to pray and to ask for forgiveness and to lay aside that which is making us sin and continue on into glory and continue up this dusty pathway that leads to the top of Mount Zion, the road that we are all on at this moment. Cutting down the brambles, getting out of the way, stopping all the attacks of Satan. Battling and battling as we do on a daily basis. But that is the way we need to fight this good fight, beloved. We have no choice. Peter says, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. How can one live a peaceful life? How can one do that when one is in a battle? I'm glad you asked me that. Because even though we are in a battle with the evil one, our lives can still be peaceful. It's a paradox, I know, but it is true. If we are fighting that good fight, if we are fighting on the side of our Lord, if we are in a battle with the evil one, as we are constantly, then know this. The peace that passes all understanding will be a part of your life and will flow into your life. That is the truth, beloved. That is so, so true. And I love the Lord God for that, for allowing a paradox like that, where you're in battle, yet you're feeling full of peace. What is wonderful as well is what he says about purity. I've realized that perfection has got nothing to do with purity, quite simply because Jesus says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, blessed are the pure in heart. Why? For they shall see God. Therefore, if God Almighty is saying, blessed are the pure in heart, there must be pure in heart on this world. And if there are, then they are pure, which means they are not perfect, because no one will achieve a perfection until they get to glory. Do you follow what I'm trying to say here? No one will receive perfection until they get to glory, and therefore, perfection has got nothing to do with purity. So purity we can achieve. A perfection we will only achieve when we get to glory. So beloved, take heart. You can achieve purity. Make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. No blame. No blame being attached to us. No blame, beloved. And the only way to do that is to take your sin to the cross and to say, Lord God, please forgive me. Lord God, I lay my sin at the foot of your cross now, and I declare you holy, and I declare you the King of kings and Lord of lords, and I say that you are the Son of God, and I worship you, and I adore you. In Jesus' name. Beloved, as we're worshiping with the next song, I want you to say that prayer. Lay your sin at the foot of the cross so that you can achieve purity and be blameless in his sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died and rose again 3 days later, and who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.